I don't know if you guys are all aware, but if you're not shaking during Seder today, I don't know what else will make you shake. I mean, Aaron, please take out the guitar for this shir, not only because the shir is about shir.
I also wrote a song last night. Shira.
But my river, a boy said the daf ayomi today. The daf ayomi today is what? Is Rosh Hashanah why we have 2 days? A pachad, how the Rabbi Nishlam is talking to us. No intermediaries, no Nevi'im, no G'daylim. Anyone who doesn't hear the communication of the Bari Olam is death and is potter from Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's Mabel al Araya. Kindlech, everything's okay, don't worry. Everything's okay. My girls are coming in trying to find out why I'm screaming. Is everything okay? Everything's okay because the Rabbeinu Shalom is talking to us through what the Ramban writes in Baba Masra and Daf Yud Daled, through the Torah HaKdosha. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. We're with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lifnai v'lifnim, we're speaking to him. We're speaking to him. We're speaking. Chevra, maybe calm down my daughters a little bit. They're a little nervous. They don't know this side of me. Chevra! The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is here. Let's learn a little. Let's Isaac a little bit. Let's let our Goyishkeit off of us a little bit. Shake yourself a little bit. Get some music in your life. Start singing some Nigunim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is here and he's asking us to start singing his song of Az Yashir Moshe Rabbi Yisai, of Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim Rabbi Yisai. Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim Zoch Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rashi Al HaTorah quotes it, Az Yashir Miloshen Osid Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim. Vos the Shaychus to Tchias HaMesim and Rosh Hashanah. Julian, vos the Shaychus to Tchias HaMesim and Rosh Hashanah. Zok the Yaris Dvash, Tshuva is the Inyan of Tchias HaMesim. Every Rishoyim B'chayeyim Kruyim Mesim. And the Koyach to do Tshuva is a Koyach of Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara in Brochus tells us that if you haven't seen a person for a year, the Brocha that you bench him is Baruch B'chayeyim Mesim. Zok the Maharsha, why is it Baruch Mechayim Mesim if you don't see your friend for a year? Zok the Maharsha, Hele Givart. Because after Rosh Hashanah, it was Pashat Pshat that he was supposed to not live again. It's all fresh. It's all new. Mehechetesi that he's living again. Elamai, the Rabbeinu Sholem brought in Mechayim Mesim. He passed over a Yoyim Adin, so then there was a Koyach of Tchias HaMesim. So Rabbi Yisai, let's bring out Tchias HaMesim of this year and a year that we need to be Mechayim Mesim. Be Mechayim Mesim, Mesim Regilim. But be Mechayim the Mesim of our lives, the Doimim of our lives. The passiveness of our lives. The lives that don't have any energy, Rabbi Yisai. The lives that we just sit back and we intake all of that schmutz and wasting of time. And we're just an object, we're just a Doimim, we're just a Cheftza. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells us, Rosh Hashanah, I don't need doimimim. I don't need avonim. I don't need etzim and offer. I need chiyas. I need ubachar to bachay. I need a chidush arim that could revive. A revive in Imre Emes. Revive a Sfasemes. Revive the Rav Avraham Mordechai that could bring them into the world. Murmur of Boisa Aaron shared with me a Sasemes that connected. I can't believe he changed my life. Rabbi Yisai, Mitzel of Iron, you were Mephiasim your Sasemes yet?
What?
Were you Mephiasim it?
Not yet.
You have to publicize it. You have to publicize it. I was Mephiasim it. I was Mephiasim it in Lakewood. Who knew that in Lakewood they're dependent on the Torah of YU? Ha ha! Kevin, let's start learning a little bit.
So what are we learning? We're learning what the Rabbeinu Shlomo is talking to us. Chaver, are you okay? We need to call Hatzalah. Are people shaking about this daf? Are we okay? Everyone's okay? I don't know. I see some blackouts already. I see some screens blacked out. We're going back to Domimim. Chaver, Rabbeinu Shlomo wants you to keep your screen for Rosh Hashanah. Keep your screen on. Keep some life. We don't even know if you're alive. Everyone have a pulse over here. Don't play these Zoom tricks on me. Oh, I'm back in, you know. You think the professors aren't learning already? Rabbi Yisai, come on. Weiter. Zok de gehele ge gemara. No de bezeh, asura bezeh. You have a beitza, Rabbi Hura, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu. As opposed to Yontif, Shein, Yishal, Golias. The Gemara and Beitza is contrasting. Yontif, Shein, Yishal, Golias, when you have a beitza that's noilad on one day. Oh my gosh, Yosef, I got a text from Avi Bahar. Oh my gosh, Dover Sheish Lamatirim. Oh, what else? What else did he text me? Dover Sheish Lamatirim, Ein Mevalanis B'chadchila. I said, Tzadik, where are you? We need you back. Oh, Avi Bahar, beautiful. So you have a Gemara, that's the two daf before. So, and Avi Bahar, everyone should listen to Avi Bahar's shmooze last year. When he made a siyum on Maseches Shabbos, Julian, what was the shmooze?
Erevin.
That inspired everyone to start doing Daf Yomi, right, Julian? That was the inspiration. Oh, so the Gemara says when it comes to a beitza shenol de bezeh asur bezeh or muteris bezeh is a machlekes when it comes to yontif sheni keneged yontif rishon. We're not going to talk about that. That's a machlekes in the Gemara. But then the Gemara says, but everyone agrees when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. That if it's born on one day, it's going to be Asur on the other day. Meaning, the Gemara starts off in Maseches Beitza, it's a Dover Pasha that a Beitza Nolda on that day is Asur. Whatever reason, there are four reasons brought in the Gemara. A beitza shenolda, if it's mukta, if it's because of achana, if it's because it's mashkan shazavu, if it's because of a gzera shami alavi yitloi, peish anoisru. When we learn beitza, we'll have to analyze all those four tamim of the Gemara on the Gemara that bezim abez and gimel medal. But take it for granted that a beitza that's noilad on Shabbos, a beitza that's noilad on Yontif is also, is mukta. Let's assume it's mukta, right? What about the next day? So that's already when it comes to a Yontif Sheni. So then you could clear it. But he said, well, Gemara a few lines before, and anyone wants to look into it. A few lines before, and the Gemara says, well, if one day's Yontif, the other day's Chol. So one could say, Mamonav Shach, it's going to be Mutter. Right? You with me, Jeremy? Says the Gemara, but not when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why is Rosh Hashanah different? He gives man that Rabbi said, we should be ma'ayin into this sugya already. Why is Rosh Hashanah different? What's the uniqueness of Rosh Hashanah? It's Marshneyam and Toshah Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Shmuel Darmer Tarvayu Nolda Bazeh Asur Bazeh. This not because it's a Beferish Mishnah. Brishayna Yom Mekabel Eidus Achodesh Kol Hayoyim. Originally, they were being Mekabel Eidus the Eidim Rabbi, so they were Mekadesh the Shana Al Pi the Eidim, and when the Eidim would say we saw the new moon, so that would be Rosh Chodesh, right? So Rosh Hashanah is the one Yontif that's really dependent on that Eidus. On Rosh Chodesh, right? Someone asked me in my shul, a little boy asked me in my shul, why we didn't have Birkas HaChodesh this Rosh Hashanah, this Shabbos Mevorach. Why didn't we have Shabbos Mevorach? I said, it's a great kasha. So the simple answer is because the pasuk says, Bakes Aliyim Chageni, you don't want to highlight Rosh Chodesh when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We have to be Ma'ayin and Ashmuz, why that is, what the reason is. We don't have time for it right now. Aber Rabbi say we can't forget that fundamentally it's by Kesel Yom Chageinu, it's hidden, but ultimately every Rosh Hashanah by definition is also a Rosh Chodesh. So if that's the case, we're going to be dependent on the Eidim. So the Eidim used to come even later in the day. Pamachas nishto Eidim lovel. One time, remember the flies back. One time, the Eidim got delayed. And they weren't able to come earlier in the day. So what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's the problem? So this is going to affect the entire matzav in the Beis HaMikdash. what's going to be with the entire avodah. You got to run things smoothly. You got to know the calendar. You got to know what day you're on. Can you imagine a guy who Pasha doesn't know to come to shul on Rosh Hashanah? But can you imagine a shul that doesn't know to set up the shul and to get the chazanim and to get the shofar before Rosh Hashanah? So the whole Beis HaMikdash is going to be messed up. Zakt Rashi. They originally were Mimakabal Adam Kola Yom Yom Shleishim Shal Elul, the 30th day of Elul, Umibeherev Hayu Asur Mimaloch Hashem Yiskadish Achoydesh Lamoch. The Nimtasha Laila Aze Yontiv Shekin Kola Yom Mitzapim Leidus. Right? And it turns out that the entire day was Yontiv. Shekin Kola Yom Mitzapim Leidus, Roe Alavano, Ulaya Vova Chol Shah Shabor, Arashe, Choshe, Choymekal Meidus, Umikachin Achoydesh, Baba Yom. So what's going to be? They're going to come very late. Neskalkalu alavim b'shir. So and now the levim got messed up. Hiskinu shloye mekablam asaidim elada mincha. So what did they made? They made a new takana. They made a new takana that we're only going to be mekabel edus up until the zman of mincha. Vimbo edim min amincha ulamala. And if Edim come from the Mincha and on, so then we'll ignore them, and today will be Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara continues, Rabbi said, I didn't put it on. It's, if you have time to go through, you should see. Gemara goes in that whether or not that Takana changed, and whether or not there was a difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, Agabe, the Zman of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and onward after the Churban of Beis HaMikdash. But this was the setup originally in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of Kiddush HaRi'iyah, in the original state, which is why Rabbi Yisai, according to most Rishonim, the way we paskin, is that both in Eretz Yisrael and in America, the same halachas apply. And Rosh Hashanah is the exception to the rule, as opposed to every other thing. You're not getting any questions like I usually get. Can I take a flight home on the second day of Rosh Hashanah like I do on Shmini Atzeres back from Eretz Yisrael? And those that want to see my answer about that can look in the article of Yadrim from Boca Raton. I wrote a tshuva about that. Rabbi said, so what happened? They decided, Rashi Dira Maskel Adam Mincha, they decided they're not going to accept Edom anymore. Ada Krovas HaTamid Shel Bein Arabayim. Mincha means the second Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim, the closer. What's the closer? Who's the closing pitch of the game in the Beis HaMikdash? It's called the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim, as we'll get into in a second. Aval Acher Mikan Oysa Yom HaRehu Mu'uber. But afterwards, no. And Rosh Hashanah will be the next day. And Yom Kippur will be 10 days from there. But even though tomorrow is day one, right? And today is not day one, right? We can't be mezalzel in it. And this 30th day. So we finish off the day with a full kedusha. Al matchilas asiyas shnei yomim Rosh Hashanah afilu bebezdin hava v'loy misafek. So you see that the takana wasn't like a regular safek. So therefore, what's the relevance of it not being a suffix of 1 day versus 2 days, Rabbi said? But it was a takana because of Edim, so therefore it was endowed with Kedusha, Beteres Vadai. That's going to affect what Shalacha?
Beis Shinolda.
Beis Shinolda Bezeh, whether it's Muteres Bezeh or Asur Bezeh. Excellent. That's why it's Asur. Shari Vadai Shiyontiv Lamachar V'afal Pichein Tiknu Lasois. Even though we know for sure that tomorrow is going to be Yontif, and we still kept a Kedusha Sayyim of today, so therefore it was B'tarez Vadai, so therefore it's going to have implications Lagavi the Beitza. Shema Mino, we see from here, Zok Trash. Choyk Chachomim Mitzvosim Hoyu La'asaisim Bebo Eidim Achar Amincha V'arachoykim Yesh Aleim La'asaisim B'chol Shana Shema Yavo Eidim Achar Amincha Therefore, you lose your Mamad of Shach. Mamad of Shach what? About what? What type of Mamad of Shach is Rashi talking about? The Mamad of Shach regabe the Eitzah. That if today is Yandiv, tomorrow is not. If tomorrow is Yandiv, today is not. There is no Mamad of Shach. It's Peteris Vadai. It was all a takana lefi the Eidiv. Chol the Shema in kan chol elashneim kodesh, because you might not have chol, rather it's all kodesh. I just want to highlight, everybody, this is something that I'm not going to have time to get into. That's a fascinating language of Rashi. The Shema Ein Kan Chol. What does that mean? You know who points out this Lashon? Rabbi Yashiv points out this Lashon. Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Vracha, who we miss so much. Who we mipivanu chayim in the Ha'aris, that I like to sometimes learn and close my eyes to remember what Rabbi Yashiv would say on every daf, to see how we would learn up a daf. Person who was cool at Torah. The Shema Ein Kan Chol El Hashneim Kodesh. L'Chayra Rashi is telling us that it's only Kodesh if what? If the Edim come. We have to be knowing that it's Kodesh, right? But if the Edim wouldn't come, right? What is he saying? The Shema in kan chol l'shneim kodesh. What is the Shema in? The Vada yesh kan kodesh. That's the takana.
You have an Isra Malacha.
Right. Days. So what's he medayik?
That it's not a Yom Kadosh. What makes it Kadosh? If there are no aid in there to be Mekadesh, like... The whole idea.
The Edim
don't end up coming. So then, about that's not Kadosh. The whole mitzvah of Kiddush Havavana and to Kaddish the Chodesh is that it's on us to do it. Edim don't come, and then based in is not doesn't attack, not establish.
Uberashi yesh ledayik kehabalamor shekasa v'dira maschal adam mincha. Shema mina choyk chachamim mitzvasam hayo lasoisim bebo edim achra mincha. If the Edim don't come, Dr. Rabbi Yashiv, I am a Valamor, she goes to the Chol Maida Avik Dusha Achas, who rak Hechashal P. MS Bo Adim and Amin Chulamala, the Oz Ika Takana Linoig Bez Yom Shara Shoshana, after Vada Yom Shani Any Yontis. Avalim Lo Bo Adim Adla Machar, what if the Adim only came tomorrow? Oz Bishar Mekoimis Mashinogim Bez Yomim Umach Masveka the Yoima Vava Bez Kdushos. You hear this Chiddush? His Chiddush is that you could have a Rosh Hashanah that you could only really have. Like what? Like Yontif Sheni, which will have implications for the Beitzah. Everyone hear what I'm saying? What would be the halacha if the Edim come tomorrow? So I would have said, before this Rashi, I would have said, still, it's Betaris Vada. They made the Takana, and it's Betaris Vada. And that's what the way the Ramban also assumes. But that's not the way... He's medayik from Rashi. That's not the way the Balamor baskins. If you actually don't have Edim that end up coming, so says Rashi that you're really going to only have one day, and it's just a sveik diyim. Uledvarav gabi beitza hadim nol de brishona asur b'sheni who rak machmas chshasha shema yevoo aedim achar aminch v'yinug yondav shalei machmas safik. But if you know it's a situation where you're not going to have a safik and where the aedim don't end up coming, so then you might have a heter of beitza shenol de b'zeh asur b'zeh mutaris b'zeh, just like you have by a sveka diyoyma of yontif. That's just a ha'ara, whatever. I don't want to complicate things. That's what the Marashah gets into. Is this dafka in a situation where the aedim come? But Rabbi Isai, ultimately what I want to focus on, which is why Aaron has his guitar in the back, is what is the time of the Gemara? What is the Ketam of the Gemara? What's the reason for the Gansi Yisoyda Rosh Hashanah of why Rosh Hashanah is different? Why Eretz Yisrael Dickers have to suffer? Basically, you know what this means for an Eretz Yisrael Dicker? You know what this means? I remember I was living with my wife in Ramat Eshkol, and we had a 3-day Yontif, a Shabbos, and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. I mean, these guys were on Shpilkis. They had no idea what to do with themselves. They never tasted such a thing. I don't care how sweet you make the honey. I can't do this. Chaver, what's going on over here? What's the reason? What's the sibo? Because of shir. It's because you're not sure which shir shall yom to sing. Remember, Rabbi said, what does Taisus ask Akasha? Are you joking me? You're talking about the shir? Let's talk more fundamental. What about what carbon to bring, for goodness sake? What about what carbon to bring, Rabbi Isai? Anyone ever think about this kasha, Rabbi Isai? How did you live until 2021, Rabbi Isai, without seeing this Taisus and Beit Adaf Hei? Myridika kasha, Rabbi Isai. You got to start thinking. You got to start seeing Shas. You got to start moving. You got to stop wasting your time and realize that we're ultimately going to get to the Oil of Ma'emes. And that's going to be the Gan Eden, and everyone's going to be talking about Taisus Kasha on Ham and Aleph. When Moshe Feinstein is going to come up to me and say, "No, what do you think about Taisus Kasha? Niskalkul Olavim B'Shir. What about the essence? What about the Musa? We don't even know what carbon to bring. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? Because Taisus introduces a fundamental principle in Shas that we're going to learn a little Kudshim, Rabbi Yisai. It's from a Gemara in Pesachim. That you have to know, Rabbi Yisai, sometimes the shot clock expires. You only got 24 seconds, Rabbi Yisai. Make a move. Drive it to the hole. Don't be that team that airballs and doesn't even touch the rim before the shot clock runs out. And every day we have a shot clock. And what's that shot clock? It's when you bring the what? The closing pitch. It's when you what? Tamid shel bein arba'im. Because is that what? If you bring something after the tamid shel bein arba'im, zok toisus, zok the gemara b'sachim, you're violating which din?
Aleh hashlim.
Essay of aleh hashlim. Torah says that you have to aleh hashlim kol la karbonos kulam. What should you complete every day's service with? A mincha. A tamid shel bein arba'im. Every day should be concluding with a closing karbon. The tamid shel bein arba'im, aleha hashlem, kol hakarbon is kulam. And if you bring a karbon afterwards, you violated that din. So Rabbi Yisai, I have a very big kasha. Let's start the Gemara again. Frektais is a kasha. Practice is Akasha. Why is the Gemara saying that we don't even know the Shir Shal Yoim? We don't know what song they're going to sing. It's a much more fundamental issue. We don't even know the carbon that they're going to bring when they bring sing that Shira to facilitate that carbon. Rabbi Yisai, what about the carbon? There's an Isser Asay of Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKarbon HaSkulam. So Chevre, give me some answers. Someone give me some answers. Someone save my Rosh Hashanah, please. How do you get around Essay Dashlama?
Different.
How do you get around this violation? Give me one answer.
It's shiny when you have shar.
Oh. So Taisa says, Shasad Chak. You don't know. You don't know what to do. So then Taisa is saying that if it's Yavshar, so then what? So then you could, there's no Aleha Hashlem. Which means, Rabbi, you say, Taisa is saying a big Chiddush. Taisa is saying Aleha Hashlem is an Isser. But is Aleha Hashlem a psul? No, Aleha Hashlem is not a psul. That's already one thing, Rabbi said. Just because we learned the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, and the Rabbeinu Shalom told us to talk about this today, that's clear, that everyone in Ganz Klal Yisrael should be learning the sugya today, and going to Rosh Hashanah with this Hakdama, is that you see from Shitas HaToisis that Aleha Hashlem not closing it, and having a carbon after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is not a psul, it doesn't invalidate, it's just... in Isser Lechatchila. That's what David Rubin just told me in Das HaToisus. Give me another teretz.
It's with the Rabbim.
Oh. Tosis comes and tells me a chiddush din in the dinei tchia. At what? So Tosis, Yosh Leimar, the Osi Asi the Rabbim, the Dochi Asi Dash Lomo. Mishum the Olim Tfet. The Hochi Amrina, the Tamin Nishcha, the Osi Asi the Pesach, the Oinish Chorus, the Dochi Asi Dash Lomo. Just like you have a person on a personal level, Rabbi Isai, that has the ability to what? If he's what? The Gemara and Pesachim discusses the following case. You closed up shop, Erev Pesach. Beis HaMikdash was about to get locked by also, who locks the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Isai? Who are the Shoharim? Who are in charge of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash?
Kohanim?
No.
Nishmaris.
Oh, Levim. Levim are the Shirim and the Shirim. Rabbi Isai, so what? And then a guy comes in, running in, you know, that guy who like Mamish, you know, put, you know, tried to make his last business deal, whatever, you know. He's running in, he said, oh, I totally forgot. I'm so sorry, I wasn't able to. And he now has the Chiyuv to bring his Kapara because he's a Metzaira. He's a Mitzari. He needs to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. He's not going to be able to get it in if he doesn't bring it in. What is the Gemara saying? Sir, I'm sorry. You know, you know when you call those businesses and they say, do me a favor, call back tomorrow. You know, it's like, so the Beis HaMikdash doesn't turn to him and say, you know, there's nothing we could do. We already closed up shop. Esei Dashlama. Beis HaMikdash says, no, we're going to override Esei Dashlama. By the way, there's an example that the Kohanim are Choyte on the... For the saving of another person, you should make a chet of ashlama in order to save your friend, Rabbi Isai. And what we say, there's a tchi over here. The essay the ashlama is overridden. Why? Because of what? Because of the essay sheish bokaris. Because he carries an essay sheish bokaris. What essay sheish bokaris? What positive commandment that has a consequence of karis?
Karban
Pesach is one of the two examples of a positive commandment that has a chiyuv karis. What's the other example that has a chiyuv karis? That's a positive Mila. Commandment.
Mila
and Karban Pesach. Do you have to pay all your mamon to get out of those things? It's a suffix the prima god. Good. We spoke about that last year. So just like over there, we take a choymer of what of a mitzvah's essay to be doicha the iser essay. So too what? So too when it comes to a mitzvah derabim, what's a mitzvah derabim? The carbon of Gans Klal Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah. That overrides the essay d'ashlama, and we say that this essay should be doicha that essay. Everyone good so far, Rabbi Isai? What Tosis just told us, you should know, is a big chiddush. Because the Gemara has a lashon in Pesachim, my u mehayase mehayase. What is the advantage of one essay over the other? Classic example of tchiyah is essay doicha loisase. You don't usually have tchiyah of essay doicha essay. The Gemara has a lashon, we don't doicha. My u mehayase mehayase. That Tosis is saying, yeah, but not when it's clear that it's olim and it's stronger and it's more valuable. Why is it more valuable? Either like Tosis' example in Pesachim, it has kares, or it's more valuable, it's stronger because of what? It's an essay de Rabbi. Just to stop for a second right now, Rabbi say, why didn't Tosis like the first answer? Why did Tosis have to come on to this new chiddush? What was the Nekudas HaMachlekes? What did I say in the first day, Rabbi say, you see a chiddush?
Whether it's a psul or not?
Oh. So maybe Tosis holds what? If you don't have the matir, that essay d'ashlama is actually makif. Maybe he disagreed fundamentally with the first day. And maybe there's more than meets the eye in what's going on over here in all of Karbanos and all of Seder Ayom of whether or not it's okay. And if it's EF Sherbin Yanacher, do we have the ability to say, okay, fine, so it's not just an Isser Lechad, it's just an Isser Lechad Pilo. No, maybe that's not true. What's the last day of Tosis, Rabbi Isai? They made a what?
However, what's the last day of Tosis? They made a what?
Stipulation.
They made a stipulation. They made a Tanai. Fascinating, what everybody say. Fascinating. In Rosh Hashanah and the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't even sure what carbon they were bringing. I mean, is this awesome? Like, when you actually understand what's going on and, like, start visualizing, hey, what carbon you bring? I have no idea. You know? I don't know. Maybe it's a Tamid. Maybe it's a Musaf. It depends. And I'm going to make it all tonight. Yesh v'farshin to meikara aisu atamid umastim lo yavo edim ye atamid v'm yavo yemen amusafim v'acher kach yaviyu es atamid v'shar karbonos. And that's what Taisus says. So Memela Zoktaisus, the background of Baisai to facilitate this entire sugya, is why isn't a problem or the fundamental problem? Why are we jumping to the sheer, to a song, for goodness sake? Why don't we talk about the critical element of what's with the carbon? Three options in the Balei Taisus. Good. Tanai, they brought the carbon out tonight. Number two, what? There is no problem when it's Yefshar. Or three, no, Esei Derabim is Doich. Everyone clear, Rabbi Say? Is there anyone who's not with me, Rabbi Say? I cannot go Viter without everyone over here because this is the Rabbeinu Shaloylam talking. It's his sugya, it's not my sugya. I was planning on speaking about something else before Shabbos, Rabbi Say. But when I saw this Gemara and I saw I mamas almost fell off my chair. This is not my sugya, Rabbi Say. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom sugya. Oh, there's a lady who's calling me on the phone right now. Unbelievable. Chevra. Who disagrees with the Balei HaTosfos? Who disagrees with everything Tosfos just said? Give me someone. I'll give you a hint. It's on your Maror Mekoyimus. Don't all shout out at once.
Jeremy wants to say the Rambam.
Jeremy wants to say the Rambam. What's with that Jeremy wants to say the Rambam? Why do you always throw him under the bus? Jeremy's right. Why does Jeremy want to say the Rambam? Jeremy, you have a mute button? You could talk? Why do you think the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos? Oh, because it's on the Maror Mekoyimus. What did the Rambam say, Rabbi Say? What was the takana of 2 days Yantif, Rabbi Say? Someone read me a Rambam. Yosef, you have a Rambam on your computer?
I'm getting it now.
Minimize the Nesivis. I know you're still holding the Nesivis. Minimize the Nesivis and shift over to Moyed and get me a Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what the Rambam is.
What parak was it in, Rabbi?
I don't remember. Daniel, I'm just in the middle of giving shir. Can I call you back?
I got the first parak.
I'm really in the middle of shir. Is it an emergency? I mean, it's not relevant right now. Please call Dr. Berman. Call Dr. Berman. Okay, better. Sorry about that. Who has the Rambam?
You just have the first parak.
Is it in the first parak? Rabbi Yisai, doesn't the Rambam say the Takana? Did I not give you the right Rambam? However, the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't explain the Takana?
I couldn't figure out which parak it was in.
I think it might be Zion, possibly. If someone has it out.
Not Gimel?
Oh, maybe it's Gimel. It didn't say.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. 1 second. Give me a second.
Yeah, it's Gimel Hay.
Gimel Hay. That's what the Masoret says. What did I write?
We did Hey Hey.
That's what I wrote?
Hey Hey, I thought.
I hate when that happens.
Let's look at the Rambam.
It's the Berishona Hayu Mekabla Eidus HaChodesh.
Berishona Hayu Mekabla Eidus HaChodesh Kol Yom Shloishim. Sounds like our Gemara. Pamachas Nishtau Eidim Lavo. One time they got delayed. Ad ben arbayim v'niskalkalu b'mikdash v'lo yodu ma yasu im yasu oyle shal ben arbayim shom yavo eidim v'yev shashiyakri b'musav ayoyim achar atomen shal ben arbayim. Omdu beiz din v'izkinu shlo yu mekabal meizu tachoydash el adam mincha kadeh shi yeshoz b'yoyim achar b'musav im atomen shal ben arbayim v'niskayim. Vozok de Rambam, Rabbi Isai, vozok de Rambam, vozok de Rambam.
That was goof for the problem.
What?
That was goof for the problem.
What was goof for the problem?
We couldn't possibly get around the problem of we don't know which korban to bring.
Korban. The korban is the problem. Rabbi Isai, the Mechilas covered the Rambam. He's against the Gemara. Right? So, the Mefarshim explains, the Sharbelach explains, L'chayra, what you see over here is a fundamental machlekes in Kodesh. According to the Rambam, it sounds like Esei Dahashlama is Ma'akis. And the Rambam didn't buy these solutions to these problems. And therefore, there was a fundamental issue with the Hakrava, and I disagree with the Balei HaTosfos. So that already I see already in Das HaRambam. And Rabbi Yashiv points out, Rabbi Isai, that the Rambam had to learn this way. Because if you look in the Gemara in Erechin, there's a Gemara in Erechin, there's a Machlekes, or Meir and Chachamim, whether or not, what? Shir is Ma'akev es HaKorban. Did anyone see that Gemara? How does the Rambam pask him whether or not Shir, the Shira, is Ma'akev es HaKorban? Did I give that on the Mar Mekaymus? So why does the Rambam pask him? You need the Shira hold back the carbon. From Machlokes Rameir Chacham, how did the Rambam pass it, everybody say? Rameir holds Shira as Ma'akev as a carbon, Chacham holds Shira as not Ma'akev as a carbon. If you don't have the Shira, it's okay. The carbon's kosher. How does the Rambam pass it?
Sounds like it's not Ma'akev.
Not Ma'akev, which makes a lot of sense. The Rambam holds the Takana is not going to be about Miskalkalu, Nevi'im, Bashir. But Rabbi Isai, I got it. And that's why the Rambam couldn't read this Gemara, and maybe he thought that the Gemara is only going according to Rabbi Meir or whatever. But Rabbi Isai, I want to shift the kasha on Tosfos. And the whole, Rabbi Isai, get ready, get your belt seated. And actually, don't do that, because that absolutely made no sense. But get, belt up, Rabbi Isai. Sit in your seats, get ready, we're blasting off. I saw a kasha from a goyim the chikre lev. And a similar kasha I saw in the Pnei Yeshua and Rosh Hashanah on the Aflamin of a base. And then I saw a Toysis HaRosh, Rabbi Isai. You ready? I don't understand anyone who disagrees with the Rambam. Number one, Shira is not Ma'akev as a korban. Number two, anyone here learned Daf Yomi? How do you fulfill Shira? Is Shira Bekli or is Shira Bepeh? Machlek is in the Gemara in Sukkah. Marev Rabbi Isai, do you fulfill Shira just through instruments? Or you fulfill Shira through singing a song with your pet? Machloik is in the Gemara in Sukkah. Fascinating sugya that has implications on whether or not you're even doicha Shabbos, the Gemara says. Because if you need a kli, so then you're going to override Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses this in Sukkah. Agansa Machloikis. Happens to be the Rambam holds Iker Shira's bepet. Okay? Frek the chikre leib. But there is a day in the Gemara that Shira is bepeh. And I brought to you on the Mar Mekaymus from Arashi and Tosis and Kiddushin on the Samach Tesamit Beis that the Gemara says that when Ezra brought the people up and all of Gan's Klal Yisrael and Bayashani, he was not able to find any Levium that were kosher. What does it mean he didn't find any Levium that were kosher to do their job? Zokt Rashi and Tisus, because all of their thumbs were cut off. Which means, says the Tisus Yontif in Perek Dalet of Maseches Kiddushin, that Rashi and Tisus don't agree with the Rambam.
And they hold Iker Shiras be what? Be Kli. Marav Raboisai Frektachik Relev. If you hold Iker Shira Bikli, they play the same tune on every day. So what's the scalkel of Ian Bashir? It only makes sense if it's Iker Shira Bipet. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is off the play of Shua. Even if you hold Iker Shira Bipet, and you need the Bipet, you'd have to enunciate certain words in certain songs. Aber min ha-Torah, mi-Iker ha-Din. As long as you have the same song, you get whatever song you want. That is just a hinder to change the song per day. Said Dr. Pnei Yeshua. That's Midr Abanon, that's not Ma'akev, Dr. Pnei Yeshua Chiddush. Let's be moisif onto that kasha. If the Rambam's right and Chachomim old Shir is not Ma'akev as a carbon, so what's going on over here? There's no kilkul. Third kasha. Fourth kasha, Rabbi Isai, the Tosis Rosh kasha. When did we sing the Shira at the time of the Nisuch HaYayin? Ain't Shira Ella Al Ha Yayin. The Nisuch HaYayin, the Gemara says, could be brought even 10 days after the korban. There's no need for this entire takana. The Rambam is 100% right. What in the world is going on with Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Isai? Let's take the day off and let's not even bother going to shul tomorrow. The whole Gansa Rosh Hashanah makes no sense. Is there anyone not bothered right now with the entire Jewish practice? So Rabbi Isai, I have two approaches to this kash. And I'm going to share one of them right now. And if you want, we could share the other one another time because it's getting late. Marav Rabbi Isai, it's not Ma'akev. And all these rayas point to something that is really just an enhancement. But I'd like to share something that I once saw of a shame in the Ma'or V'Shemesh in Parshas Korach. The Ma'or V'Shemesh tells us that when a person used to come and be makriv his korbanos, and he wasn't able to totally be mischarit, and he wasn't on the level of tshuva that he needed to be, and the kohen felt it, so there was an etza. He would call a makeshift Levi, he would call, even though Levi, this wasn't classic Shira, he would call over a Levi. And he would get the Levi to start singing that niggun. To start singing that Shir. To bring this Baal Tshuva to another place. To a place that's called the Ma'oin of Hashem. One of the dargas in Shamayim, Shasimcha b'Ma'oinoi, the Meforshim explained, the Goin says, there's a place called Ma'oin where the Malachim constantly are singing Shira to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a language that speaks to our neshama from the Velt in the Hecher Olamis of Shasimcha b'Ma'oinoi. And that can only be accomplished if a person leaves this world and the world of Arzias through a song, through a niggin, Rabbi Isai. Marav Raboisai, you all know the story of the Mudshitzer Rebbe, the way that Nigin of Ani Mamin was created. It was a Siyata Dishmaya from another Welt. And that's what Rosh Hashanah needs. That episode with the Levi of about Shuvah that's struggling. That he's so around the physical world, the phones, the technology, the schmutz of the Welt. And he doesn't have the ability to find that Pesach to start and rebuild his life and Tchias HaMeisim. He's a doimim. He's a mace. He's Rishon B'chayim Shekruyim Meisim. So where's the Tchias HaMeisim going to come from? Oz Yashir Moshe from the Shira. Mikan L'Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Mikan from Shira. It's not Ma'akev. It's Gans, not Ma'akev. It's Akasha. Rabbi Sai, Ramba makes sense. Tosis is schwer. Aber Rabbi Sai, it's Megala to us. That we're just living life. And we need to start singing life. We need to start building a life of Shirois v'sishpachos. Of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam HaBoicher B'Shirei Zimro, that he asks us, can you please not just be my Oivid, but can you please sing Shira to me? That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is about finding that rhythm, finding that beat, finding that tune that now I can live my life towards. Those notes that I can now build my Shira Sachayim, Rabbi Yisai. That's what Chazal are telling us. This is what the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying. Don't just come back to my world. Don't just come back to my shul as a social gathering and as, you know, the old and bringing back the old. No, it's a brand new niggin. It's a brand new tune that I can't get out of my head. That's something that we have to start living, Rabbi Sai. The koyach of the niggin. The koyach of the shir. We're all reborn on Rosh Hashanah. Merav Rabbi Yisai, everybody knows that when it comes to a child that's crying, that's lost, there's one thing that calms down every single child. And that's when you turn on some music. It's a calming effect. It gives the child hope. It brings the child's neshama back to the ma'oin in Shamayim, to the she'iris and ne'imis and zmiris of a life of knowing exactly what I have to do and what my tafkid is. We are that baby that's being born on this Rosh Hashanah of Hayoyim Haras Olam, and that needs to find our shir. Rabbi Yisai, enough. Enough of a life without singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu song. Enough of a life that's going to be dead and dry without any music, without any rhythm, without any tone. Rabbi Yisai, so often throughout the year, we go off key. We're so off key. I can't hear it anymore. Ah, you're so off key. You're tone deaf. You're pushing tone deaf. Stop. You're killing me. Is there anything more brutal than hearing that guy? Shiras Halevim need to bring us into that. But he said, the Maram Shif is Medayik. Where the Gediyik? That Achashverosh brought Gansa Kalim into his party from the Mokom HaMikdash. And the Big Day Kuhuna. And the Kalim, Mikalim Shoinim, he brought all the Kalim and he was defiled all the Kalim, Rabbi Yisai. But you don't see one element of what? Of music. Of shir. Nothing is mentioned in that entire party. You know why? It says Rav Shlomo Alkabitz. You know why? Because the koyach of shira is what makes you into a Baal Tshuva. And he was scared about shira. He was scared about introducing a niggin to the Jewish life because that would allow them to hold on to the Eibishter, to hold on, to build a path. That would allow them to have a rebirth, to have a Gansa Rosh Hashanah. Marav Raboisai, that, I believe, is what the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us on this Yontif. On this Yontif about finding the niggin. Finding the niggin of life, Rabbi Yisai. Finding the niggin, finding the rhythm, finding the beat for life, Rabbi Yisai. To be able to have every dimension of our life to be part of a shira. To be part of a shira, to be miyashiv all of the kashas. Emirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, Yiddishkeit, being frum, being an Eved Hashem, growing, will be something that will be automatic, will be natural, will be something that will be something that we need, something that we are so regulated towards after this Yontif Habal in Olatov. So I want to give you all a Birkas Hedyot, that Amir Tzashem, you all should find your nigga. You all should find your tune, Rabbi Yisai. And Amir Tzashem, it should be mezaki you, that you should be really an Eved Hashem that's really responding to the Shiras Halaviyim, which is going to Amir Tzashem pave the path to Kiddush Hashem, to Aliyah, to Bracha, to Atzlacha, to a dveikus in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam like never before, and no longer with this dry, tone-deaf lifestyle that we've been living in the past. I want to wish all of you, Rabbi Yisai, a good yontif. I would love to speak to you guys if any of you are available to the next 48 hours. We could try to find time. You can call. If not, text me and I'll try to call you back. I want to wish every one of you, if you don't get a chance, Aksiva Chsiva Toiva. Rabbi Yisai, you're working hard. It's not easy. But Amir Tzashem, Rabbi Yisai, Lefum Tzara Agra, through the work, through the plugging, Rabbi Yisai, none of this is about IQs. None of this is about what gifts you have. It's all about what? It's all about I'm singing and niggin. Ve'ato kislulochen es ha-shira azois. Torah is a shira. Start living the shira. Start living the shira. Start living the niggin. Start living a life of v'ato kislulochen es ha-shira azois, Rabbi Yisai. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom should bench you with alagut dezachem and mirtz Hashem. And we should grow together and get close to one another, Emir Tzashem, to build a life of Yiddishkeit, of Shiris, Emir Tzashem, b'mheira b'yameinu, amen.